Hey, good morning, everybody. So as we move closer to the home stretch of Sefer Mishlei, we're in chapter 28 of 31. We encounter a pasuk which states the following. This is the ninth pasuk of the 28th chapter. Mesir Ozno Mishmoa Torah. Somebody who, in a volitional way, withdraws from learning Torah, from listening to the voice of Hashem that resounds and resonates through Torah. Gam Tfilaso To'eva. So that person's tefillah, when we want Hashem to listen to us, so that is not only ineffective, but that is an abomination. Sort of the outer boundary of this idea is found in the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara shares a story in Agadat of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira, that they were learning Torah together, and it came time to daven, and Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to get up and sort of interrupt their learning which is defined as chayi olam, is engaging in that which is eternal. And Rabbi Zeira was very critical of him, to interrupt Torah study for this, and he quoted this pasuk, "Meiser ozno mishmoa Torah, gam tfilaso to'eva." That's kind of an outer boundary issue. For the most part today, we follow the position of the Rosh, which is man Torah l'chud, man tfilah l'chud. We don't really consider this to be Meisir Ozno Mishmoa Torah, somebody who's willing to sort of throw Torah overboard, because the person, is in some sense really integrating his Torah and his tefillah. We know the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Avodas Hashem notes the special relationship between tefillah and Torah, La'avdos HaTalmud, La'avdos HaTefillah. And indeed, the Gemara in the first parak of Brachos speaks of Amorayim, right, that they would always make sure to daven. They'll have a matzli, bene amude da havugarsi. They would daven where they learned. They would learn where they would daven. So maybe that's kind of an outer boundary case. But the point, especially this time of year, is that our tefillah is meaningful only in the context of a holistic religious personality. The Rambam in the seventh chapter of Hilchos Tshuva speaks of somebody who is not compliant with the words of the Torah, and then has a very narcissistic expectation that God is still going to accept his tefillos. And the Rambam says about that, quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu that we read every Shabbos before Tisha B'Av on an annual basis, Shabbos Chazon, Gam Kisarbu Tefillah in any Shomea, Yedeichem Damim Baleu, that if you have blood on your hands, by what rights do you stand in my presence? There's a chutzpah to it. And as opposed to that, the Rambam says, somebody who's done tshuva, who's rehabilitated the relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, soek v'nana miyad, immediately that person merits being answered, terem ekra v'ani ana odhe medabrim v'ani eshma. And so I think the most important point, and my grandmother, Zichrona Levracha, passed away just a few months ago, would always point this out to me, right, that religion requires integrity, and religion requires consistency. And to stand up and to daven, in a very demonstrative way sometimes, and then to treat other people like dirt, and to be completely inconsistent in terms of one's spiritual persona, does not somehow, we don't say in that case, even though very well, we often we say a person should do as much as they can, but if the tefillah is an ostentatious tefillah, it's reflective of a certain degree of entitlement, so gam tefillah so to'eva. What we're looking for this time of year is certainly intensive tefillah. We add to our tefillos, we have an entire additional tefillah, the tefillah of slichos, as the Rav used to like to put it, really have four tefillos a day, not just shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, but slichos. We add to our tefillah, but it's really meant to be as part of a much broader rubric. As the Rambam writes, the whole institution of slichos, Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, exists within the context of being marve b'tzedaka, v'masim tovim, of a religious personality which is holistically moving in the direction of Shuva Adai Ni'um Hashem. So Meser Ozno Mishmoa Torah, somebody again who willfully, brazenly withdraws from the universe of not just Torah study, but Mishmoa Torah, from compliance with the Torah, that person cannot in any realistic way believe that somehow their engaging in tefillah is going to sort of cover up those glaring deficiencies. Tefillah is so meaningful when it's an expression of a deep bond in the relationship between ourselves in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it is not a consistent reflection of that relationship, sadly, gam tfilaso to'eva, mi bikei shezos miyedchem, who wanted this kind of tfilah remos, chatzirai. Everybody have a very meaningful day as we move closer and closer to Yom HaTzom.